Honolulu's Department of Environmental Services rolled out an appointment-based pickup system for bulky trash items 3 months ago, saying the old system was inefficient and a drain on resources. The pilot program affects Oahu's urban core, from Foster Village to Hawaii Kai. Many have criticized the city for the mounting trash on sidewalks and streets and called for the pilot to end. Mayor Kirk Caldwell said during a press conference, the city is seeing a difference.
Just for the month of June to July, in terms of picking up non-appliance type of goods, it's gone up by 24%, an increase in employment. And in terms of tonnage, a 37% increase in tonnage than the previous month. This is from June to July. So just like most new programs, when you first bring about change, it takes a while. People are getting comfortable and are starting to make appointments, and our tonnage is increasing too. We'll pick up what you call in and make an appointment for.
For the last 2 months, the city has been trying to get residents used to the new process before it started enforcing fines, which began earlier this month. Fines can range from $250 to $2,500 per incident per day and are issued to the residents of the property where the trash has been dumped. Environmental Services Director Lori Kahikina says if residents see people illegally dumping their trash, they should call police. But if the officers don't show up in time, Kahikina says residents should take a picture or video of the people dumping and their license plate.
Actually, what we would like to do eventually is the city would like to put out our own cameras in the hot spots to deter the illegal dumping from happening.
So far, the city has issued several notices of violation to residents, and a couple have been fined. More information about bulky item pickups can be found at opala.org. From Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Casey Harlow.